Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition of Point West, heard here exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We have a double hitter for you today. Discussion with Dr. Randy Short and Neely Fuller together. That's right, Dr. Short and Neely Fuller together in a discussion about results and not hot air. That's right. And then in the second hour, we will have Dr. Short, and these are all by recordings, by the way, speaking on the state of the Black Nation or Black Union. Very good situation. Get your pen and your paper together, recordings or whatever. You want to hear this, you want to consider what's going on. And I'm pretty sure it'll be challenging for you, very interesting. You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com, which we say is the world's greatest radio, and you are in touch with Point West, and I am your host, Mr. Bobby. You can call in at the end of the show. Don't call during the taping of it or while it is playing by tape. 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. And if we have time at the end, I will try to address some of those. But these are their opinions on the subjects that they will be bringing up in the interview. You can also look live if you want to. You can go to the YouTube channel, type in Talktainment, and then Talktainment number 2, then scroll down to radio, and you are there. Radio. I don't know why you'd want to look at me, but you can do that. And to hear the replay of the whole program, you can go to facebook.com/Talktainment, and it's right there. You can do that. Some people like to do that to hear their own voice, you know, when we will accept phone calls. But those are the ways that you can get into that as we travel this way. So without further ado, here is Dr. Randy Short and Neely Fuller Jr. on discussing results and not hot air. And when I get the signal, then we will go right into that. I'm waiting on my producer and director and engineer. As soon as he puts his hands up, I'll do that. While I'm talking, it's called, you know, we don't want dead air. That's why I'm talking. So I'm looking at him through the glass. And now we got it? Okay. All right, here we go.
And that's the one. I think I told you, brother, that you were my dentist. He was a racist. And my dentist claimed he was blinded by God because he hated Black people. And he had to have Black people pray for him to regain his eyesight. And once he got through that, he came out and denounced the KKK. He denounced the white citizens. He told folks he wasn't going anywhere that Black people weren't welcome. He adopted Black kids. He gave money to anything Black. He went to jail and provided, and anyone Black and poor, he did their teeth because he was a dentist. Because he didn't want to go to hell. And that the lady told him, Black people are God's people, and God's going to kill you if you don't stop messing with them. He got the message. Then his whole life trying to do right by Black people. And tell white people he hated racism, he didn't like racism. If you were racist, don't come around me. He gave his multi-million dollar dental practice in Virginia to a Black man and told the white folks, I never knew you if you don't come here and let this black man work on your teeth. I'm not your friend. If he can't do your teeth, I won't do yours anymore.
That's the type. You know, it's sort of like what Dr. Fuller said. Is it destructive or constructive? And from a white racist point of view, or Tim Wise's point of view, or even Jane Ellen's point of view, what is destructive from their point of view about racism, and what is constructive in their point of view about racism? I think that's a question we should all ask ourselves.
Oh, well, that's a question we should all ask ourselves, according to what I've written. But getting back to Mrs. Jane Elliott and Mr. Tim Wise, I just simply say that's codified, and it's not personal. It's business. That applies to any white person on the planet. Any white person is now in existence. That's why I say we need a code, and that's the part of the code that I follow, and that is, like I said initially in this conversation, I've been so close to Mr. Tim Wise on several occasions where I could reach out and just touch him, but I was talking to everybody around him who was black, and I wasn't really talking to any of the white people, even though they were black people talking to the white people. I wasn't one of them. For the simple reason, it's not that I don't talk to white people, but the only thing I have to say is, just tell me when you've solved the problem. I don't need any white person to sit by me and say, you know what, I know how you feel. I sympathize with you. I believe in Martin Luther King. And I'm a white man like John Brown. And even if I was talking to John Brown, I wouldn't have anything to say to John Brown. I would just listen to him talk. If I was back during the day of John Brown, I wouldn't say anything at all to Mr. John Brown, other than just call him by his name that I recognize who he is and all like that, and take a seat and see what he has to say. And when he finished, just walk away. Because all I would be looking for Mr. John Brown or Mrs. Jane Elliott or Mr. Tim Wise, or any other white person on the entire planet in 2019, all I expect them to do is solve the race problem by going among white people and solving it, because they're the ones who can solve it. Black people, we got all kinds of suggestions about what to do.
Right, but no power to implement it.
The implementation has to be done, all of it, by Mr. Tim Wise and Miss Jane Elliott, talking to me about how much agony I'm going through may make me feel good, but this is not about feeling good. This is about doing business.
You know, is there any way we can finally come together as black folks from all aspects of us? Or, I mean, do you not see the need for us to come together?
Well, black people, in my opinion, cannot unite with black people. We're too toxic. We carry too much poison. All we do is go at each other. When we try to unite with each other, we need to unite with a code. A code is absolute. It's no guesswork in a code. If we agree to unite with a code of behavior that always works, because that's what a code is, a plumbing code, an electrical code, when you do it, it always works. If an electrical code, if an electrical code is up to par the way it ought to be in a building, when you turn on that light switch is going to turn on. The lights are going to come on. Why? Because it's wired that way. That's why. We don't have anything that's wired, that's absolute. We try to, think that just spirituality will do it, but with no logic. Spirituality has to be connected with logic, meaning one and one is two. You can't get anything, even Christian ministers understand that. They say faith without works is just a whole lot of hot air. I think that's the Bible saying. All right. But we forget that second part, work. All right? Meaning that's a code. Anything that works is a code. Like I say, one and one is two. For everybody, it doesn't make any difference what color you are, how tall you are, what. I mean, one and one is two for everybody. Water is wet. Fire will burn, regardless of how anybody feels about it. See, feelings are unreliable if they're not attached to logic. But the white supremacists say, the white supremacists always want to know how black people feel. And black people buy into that. Well, that's how I feel about it. I know it wasn't the right thing to do, but that's how I feel about it. That's why we keep making the same mistakes over and over again. We go according to how feelings lead us. And feelings change every 2 or 3 seconds. They're completely unreliable. Unless what? Unless they are attached to logic. And it's logical for me to just listen to Mr. Tim Wise and what he's doing, or what he says he's doing or trying to do, and then walk away. You know, thank you very much. That's all I have to say. But as far as, you know, him asking me how I feel and all like that, and he sympathizes with me and how long he's been working and all like that, I just have to quote what my sergeant used to say to me, who was a black sergeant. He's one of the first people to start teaching me logic, all right? Because I very seldom heard anything logical from anybody. White people wouldn't talk to me at all, and black people would talk to me, but they would never use logic when they talked to me. So I had to start discovering logic on my own. But that one black person, the sergeant when I was in Japan, he said, "Fuller." He was very logical. It sounded harsh, because logic is harsh sometimes, okay? He said, "Paul, do not keep running in here telling me how hard you've been working." He said, "Stop doing that." He said, "I know all about hard work. You're not announcing anything that's all that phenomenal." He said, "We are here in Japan. Go to that window right now and look at that guy out there in that rice paddock." He said, "That's hard work, all right? So hard work is universal, Fuller. Wake up and smell the coffee. Lots of people work hard." He said, "Here's what I want you to tell me when you walk in here. Show me the result. I'm not interested in how hard you've been working." Now, that made me angry. But when I thought about it, I said, yeah. The only thing that really counts on this planet, period, and white people understand this, is results.
Yes.
I don't care anything about the kumbaya and the, you know, and the tinkling bells and the jumping up and down and turning flips and jubilee time. No. Did you get the job done?
Yes.
That's all he wanted to know. He said the whole purpose of starting a job is to get it done. Now that gets back to the point that I'm making. That's all I got to say. If I ever said anything, and I never have said anything to Mr. Tim Wise, and that is, is it over? I just have a question. Is it over? Come back and talk to me when it's over. I don't want to hear anything about how hard you're working. Period. Mr. Wise, out of all due regard.
Well, it's not over, sir.
If it's not over, then we have nothing to talk about. I'm up from the table. I'm out of here right now. See, that's what I want from white folks. I don't want anything but the result. Just like that black sergeant used to tell me, "Bullock, don't come in here until the job is done." I don't want to hear anything about the difficulty you had doing the job. Difficulty is all over the world. I don't need to keep score on everybody's difficulty.
You're listening to an interview
with
Randy Short, Dr. Randy Short, and Neely Fuller on TPIM. And this is TalkTainmentRadio.com, Point West.
And how much sweat you shed. You know, everybody sweats. That's nothing new. I don't need to hear that.
You need to hear, "This is done. This
It may be, and the black people got to learn these formulas. We need formulas, yes. Not hot air. We've been living off of hot air ever since white supremacy began. We want results. Anything short of results is you got no argument. You got no discussion. We got nothing to discuss. I'm like the Corleones. I mean, what did Tom Hagen say? Hey, I came here to get something. If I didn't get what I came here for, we got nothing else to talk about. I'm out of here. You know? The Don says you can't get what I came here to get. So what else do we have to discuss? We don't have nothing to discuss. I came here to get a paycheck. You said you ain't got it. I'm out of here. You know, that's all I need to hear. I'm not going to get what I came after. A date and a time, period. Nothing short of that. Not no all deliberate speed. I don't know what in the heck that means. Code is exact. See, we need something that's exact. It's about time black people start thinking in terms of absolutes. That one word. Absolutes. Not no guesswork. Not no, well, promissory notes. Not no, well, maybe. You know, that's why they keep having this, as far back as I can remember, it always struck me, too. I mean, because, it's sort of like a mantra that applies to black people. This little Sambo character scratching his black head, always with a question mark. Little cartoon. Black person always got question marks and not an answer to nothing. And we have settled for that. We like drama. We have been trained to love drama. A crowd guy out there in the street making a lot of noise, tooting horns and balloons and flags and all that. And then fall down exhausted from doing it. And then back to square one and saying, well, maybe next year. Decade after decade after decade. That's what we've been doing. Rather than go in like business people and like generals that are worth anything in an army, because we are in a war. You know.
Yes, we are.
When Hitler's on the march, he says, "Hey, now I will meet you one time at the table." And when I get up from that table, when I go to France, I'm going to either get what I asked for one time, and if you say, well, we'll think about it, we'll negotiate. And no, I ain't negotiating nothing because I'm negotiating now. All right? Now, the next thing you're going to hear from me is bombers flying over this place. Take it or leave it.
That's so true. We don't even know when we're being negotiated.
We got to start thinking in terms of absolutes. Now, that graphic example that I just gave, we don't necessarily be like Hitler.
Right.
But, I mean, we got to have some kind of codification and stop this hallelujah time over a whole lot of hot air. Oh, this white woman came and she made this great speech. And, man, it was this, oh, boy. They didn't make it. Oh, that's so inspiring. The heck with inspiration. If it doesn't turn into something instantly that you can put your hands on.
Yes. Tangibility. How tangible is that?
All I want is the house. I don't want a whole lot of talking about getting the house. All right? And we'll settle for that. Hot air. Hot air. Hot air. Over and over again. As long as the air is hot, we like it. We get drunk off of it.
Wow.
But ain't got a after all the hot air, there's no house there to live in. There's no job. There's no money in the bank. But we high on hot air. That's why we are in the drug so deeply.
Mm.
All right.
That's painful.
But it's the truth. See, pain serves a purpose. pain is letting you know something is in error. So we're supposed to be in pain. Because our whole existence is in error.
That's what people don't want to realize. They don't want to realize these truths.
Yeah, I mean, you know, white people are supposed to hurt our feelings. You know.
You were saying something, Dr. Short?
Well, they...
Hello?
No, I was just saying that he's on point 100%. And he's correct. We're in pain, but we don't acknowledge why, or we don't want to do anything about the pain.
We got to even get the language straight. Meaning, R-E-S-U-L-T-S. Here in 2019, every black person on the planet should say, hey, I don't want to hear any more pretty speeches from anybody. I want R-E-S-U-L-T-S. That should be on the sign everywhere. Nothing short of that.
And not...
Huh?
Not respect, but respect.
I ain't interested in no respect. You can disrespect me all day long as you do what needs to be done. Because respect is just hot air, the way we look at it. Respect is, oh, you said you feel good about me, all right? But I'm still behind bars. That's what we settle for. Did you hear the way that white guy talked to me? He talked to me like I was a king. Hey, Negro, you ain't a king. You're still locked up.
Yep.
You don't want no more rallies talking about we great kings and queens. We're locked up. To heck with that junk. No more of that. Not one more word about that. I don't care about we built the pyramids 10 million years ago. But the white supremacists certainly don't care. Oh, you niggas built the pyramid? That's all right. You know, hey. That's all y'all want? Is to acknowledge that you built the pyramids? And they wink at each other. Yeah, nigga, you built the pyramids. Yeah. That makes you feel good?
Funny.
Now get the hell out of my face and get back in that ditch with your pyramid builder.
Yeah. And this is what I was saying yesterday, Patrick, about these Negroes saying everybody's got to be a Moor. I got to wear the circus monkey hat. In order for something to happen. And that folk had been wearing that circus monkey hat 100 years and no results. So why do I have to go with it now? I don't buy that.
Well, you can just look at the evidence. Always go by the evidence. Lots of people wear different type of clothing all over the place. Wear, you know, sandals made in Kemet and all that. But the white supremacists come around and you say, I don't care what you're wearing, you're still a nigga, you know.
Exactly. This is my point when
look
I was my asked
kente
about...
Cloth. Yeah, nigga, I'm looking at your kente cloth. I'm looking at your new hairdo. I'm looking at your dreadlocks. But you will do what I say do. I don't care what you look like, because you look like a nigga to me.
You got your circus monkey hat on, and you think, because you have a circus monkey hat on, you're better than the other black people that don't have a circus monkey hat on. And it's just like being in the little storefront sanctified church where the folks think they're the only ones saved and they can't afford the light bill. They got to listen to the reverb. The church is so small. When they have the choir sing, the whole, everybody gets up to sing, and they have to try to catch the echo. Hear how they sounded. And they're the only ones saved. You know, you go to the church that's got 50 names in the title. There are more syllables in the name of the church than there are members. This desire to be great, but not work to get great results.
Right. It's a form of self-delusion and lying. You're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
We're much worse off than we think we are here in 2019. We shouldn't even be having anything close to this type of conversation like we just started out. But it doesn't seem that way on account of all of the toys that we have to play with. The phones and transportation and whatnot. Well, you know, hey, white women now, I mean, they dress up their dogs with million-dollar clothes and all like that, but it's still a dog.
Right. And we don't see that dog is treated.
That's how they see us. That's how the white supremacists see us. Prima donna dogs, animals, monkeys, apes. That's what they call Miss President, First Lady, Michelle Obama, an ape in heels. Doesn't make any difference what we put on and all like that, how much so-called education we got. Hey, what do you call a nigger with 15 PhDs? A nigger.
A nigger.
This is so depressingly sad that it has to effect of jolting a person who sincerely listens.
It's opposed to. Truth is always jolting what it needs to be. But it jolts you into reality. And reality is the only thing in the world that counts.
Man. So what about, like, all the first, you know, because, you know, back in the 60s, I was born in 72, so a little bit before my time, we had so many firsts, you know. We had the first black man to be an astronaut, Major Lawrence Jr.
Yes.
And, you know,
Is that the one that they killed?
Yes.
Yeah, the first.
That was Dr. Francis Wilson's brother-in-law.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was a major.
Yeah.
A test pilot.
Yes.
A super, super. You know, I have respect for a military personnel.
First person, I mean, to reach the North Pole and all like that. That means absolutely nothing to the white supremacists.
Exactly.
The white supremacists believe in one thing. When I walk up to a black person, do I have a blank check to do what I want to with that black person? Now, if the answer is yes, that's all they want to hear. They don't want to hear nothing about how smart you are and who you know and what your connections are. I am a white man, and I always tell a black person what to do, and that black person better do it. Do I have that privilege? Do I have that kind of power? And if the answer is yes, they don't want to hear nothing else. Because that's all they need to hear. That's all anybody would need to hear about anything. When you got a whole category of people that you can tell what to do and they better do it. Now, it doesn't get no better than that.
That's why, like I said, to the average racist white supremacist, those two thoughts, would ending racist be constructive for his lifestyle? Or destructive for his lifestyle, and the answer to that is it all.
Yeah, that's all they want to know. Nigga, can you serve me? If you can't, we don't have nothing to discuss. Will you do what I want to do when I want to do it? I don't want to know nothing about you other than that. And you all can't get that through your thick skulls. That's how we have always been. That's why we're successful. We have absolutes. Here comes the black guy. Here comes the black female. How can she serve me, and I don't do nothing for her, but give her a terrible name, or give him a terrible name. That's what I want. If I can't get what I want, what's the point in being in existence? And so far, they have kept that philosophy, and it is the most powerful philosophy that anybody ever dreamed of in the history of the world.
Yeah,
one thing is focus.
It's
focused just like a laser. Black people, our minds are all over the place. But a white person don't lose focus. That's why you have such a thing as white supremacy. Evidence proves it.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C. Hey, I am.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lincoln Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately, we will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Lincoln today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill.
Supporting minority education.
I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts? Sound like a hyena when singing Happy Birthday and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on TalkTainment Radio.
Alrighty, we are back. You're listening to interview courtesy of TPIM show with Dr. Randy Short and Neely Fuller. We need results and not hot air. And now we will do the conclusion of that show here on The Point West Show on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Now, what's going to happen is my technician will get it lined up. Engineer will put it all on, and then they will give me the signal. So as you hear me talking, it's because we can't have dead air. We got to fill this bad boy in, and then they will point to me, and then we will go on. But if you have any questions about this and the other interview coming up, all I'm asking you to do is you can call 1-877-932-9766. And at the end of the show, if we have time, we will take the questions. Okay, here we go, second half.
Hey, a white person says, even if I'm drunk on a park bench, I'm still more powerful and better than you with everything that you ever accumulate. I don't care what kind of nigger you are. You're still a nigger.
Get that through our minds.
Yes, once we understand that, then we understand the white supremacist philosophy and their mentality. And there's no philosophy or no religion or no nothing more powerful than that concept called white supremacy. Because it is proven over and over again with nothing else. No religion has proven itself.
Wow.
There's no religion more powerful than the religion of white supremacy. None.
There it is.
And proof of it is when white people show up, I don't care what, how many dark people got, how many religions. It seems like by some kind of magic, the white person says, hey, I'm here now. Your religion and everything that you believe in, it comes in second place for me.
Right.
And they prove it. It ain't no place on this planet where they haven't proved it.
So true. If you think he's lying, folks.
You got all these dark-skinned people walking around with robes on and, you know, and all like this and living in palaces. The white supremacist says you ain't gonna even have a shoes on your feet if I decided by 5 o'clock this evening. Because I'll blow this place off the map, all right? All of his millions of years of history will be gone in about 2 minutes. And you know that I can do it. See what I mean? Big Daddy has spoken. In fact, God has spoken.
These fried chicken preachers.
Right. I'm talking about all them so-called sheiks and whatnot with them dark skins. Anybody with dark skin, hey, white person come in there with his blonde hair and blue eyes, that's all he's got. And a white skin. He ain't got nothing. But he says, hey, you need nothing compared to me. I don't care how long you've been saying that you are kingdom over all these females here. All these females that you call yours will be mine if I want them. And they prove it every time they go anywhere.
So, is it a matter of the strength of group unity concept?
No, you got the unit. Black people are too weak-minded to unite with each other. We fight each other.
No,
truth be told, we're loaded with poison, so that won't work.
No, I'm talking to the white races. Is that the secret of their strength, their group unity?
No, the strength of their group, yes, their strength is their group unity. But what have they united around?
Just a
principle.
They have united around a white code. See, certain things
right.
White people
that's
will not do, even when they're alone. See, we don't understand that. We think we got to have a whole lot of black people with us, walking down the street arm in arm, in order to even breathe. When one white person can appear on an island with nothing but black people, and by 5 o'clock that evening have all of them eaten out of his hand, how does that happen? That is not magic. That's a code that he has, a white code. That's all he came with. Now, what is a white code? If you're a white man, you don't say this, you say that. You don't do this, you do that. Code is all about things that you do, things that you don't do under any circumstance, and things that you say, and things that you don't say under any circumstance. We don't have nothing that compares with that.
Wow.
And that's the key. If we adapt a code, white supremacists will be in trouble overnight. Overnight. I'm talking about 24 hours. Worldwide. And they know that. But we don't have anything resembling a code.
No. Dysfunctions, never.
We just think that clapping our hands and jumping up and down is a code. That's clapping your hands and jumping up and down. That's all that is.
What you're saying, Doctor?
You think that a hairdo is a code for, you know, everything. If I strut down the street with my afro, all right, or my dreadlocks, magic will happen. Yeah, some magic gonna happen, all right. You're gonna wind up, you know, getting shot down, if anything.
Or locked up.
Or locked up. That's all that means. That's all you're gonna get out of that. Ain't nobody gonna give you no bonuses out of that.
Mm-mm.
You know? But we try hard thinking that that will work.
Yes. Because we've been lied to, Doctor. We think that if I become a rapper or if I become some sort of a dancer or some sort of gangster, I'm somehow going to economically make it. And it doesn't really work that way just because I do those things.
You don't have to have a whole counter-racist code because a white person, by the time they're 15 years old, they know the white code without anybody even telling them because they pick it up by osmosis. Osmosis meaning just by watching other white people and how they interact with black people. See, they got a code. They got an exact code. Even when they don't look like they have one. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the shape that they're in. They wouldn't have the power that they have. That's got to be a code. White people don't wake up in the morning and just do anything any kind of old way. They got a certain way of going about doing everything when it comes to black people. That's why we're in the shape that we're in, and they're in the shape that they're in. That's not by accident. That's a code working.
And this pain and suffering is the result of the code being implemented perfectively.
The white supremacists don't do nothing that's not going to work against non-white people and in their favor, period. Even when it doesn't look like that's what they're doing.
Wow. You was going to say something?
See, this is not nearly full of talking. The evidence shows this. And not just evidence on one or two mornings. I mean, this is consistent. Nothing is consistent unless it's codified. If they was just waking up every morning, every white person that's doing anything any kind of way, it would be no such thing as white supremacy.
Right.
They got an exact way of handling black people. Exact. I mean, like precision work, like brain surgery. It's just that exact. If it wasn't that exact, it would be sloppy work. And all sloppy work falls apart on its own.
Yes. Yes, it does.
You work on your car and do a sloppy job. That car's going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be walking. You will be walking. So, is that what's happening to us?
Hey, we don't understand what we're up against. All right. We're up against the most powerful political and religious philosophy ever thought up by people.
Hey, Liliana, how are you? Okay, you want me to throw that out? I can put that out. La Basura?
Yeah.
Yo, Roy, No. I got that. I'll take it out for you. No se preocupe. So, La Basura.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to have to go now.
I appreciate it, Dr. Fuller.
All right, but like I said, in answer to your initial question, I can probably, if you've got an FM radio program, I can go on it if you run it through producejustice.com, but not with Ms. Jane Elliott, because all I would do on the program, I'll tell you this, because it's the truth, it's a part of the code. I would just listen to what she has to say, but I will have no comment one way or another. Because when I
Brother
talk to
Porter,
white people...
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
I'm here in D.C. I work with a group called Good Ground, Good Life. We're going to be working with young black men and maybe some young black women. And I'm wondering, do you speak with youth groups or people? Is there a way to have you speak? Is there an honorarium? How do we do that? What... literally, I started my day off talking to a friend of mine that's a multimillionaire doctor, and everything he has is being taken away. because he doesn't understand white supremacy. He's from Africa, and I warned him over 20 years ago he was going to have everything that he had taken away. If once he became successful, if he didn't learn to understand what racism was, everything he had would get taken from him. And he was patient. He heard me, but now it's happening. And he, as busy as he is, he took an hour out to talk to me because he can't process. Even I told him, this is a problem, sir. I tried to tell you. They want $8 million, and pretty soon they'll want $16 million from him for no reason at all. Well, for a reason, because he has something that they don't have, and they want it. And on the other hand, I had gotten him one of the best attorneys in the country, but they couldn't work with him because he's black and assertive. And now everything's being at risk. So I asked him, brother, I can help you, but will you put some resources on me and a team of people? We don't want what you paid the lawyers. The question is will he be able to give? The fact that I have to ask the question shows that we have a problem. Are you seeing or hearing what I'm saying? Brother Fuller, Bill Cosby is my cousin. We tried to help him. He was surrounded by coons. And so everything that happened to him, I told his publicist in October 17, I literally, some people claim I have a prophetic gift. A lot of people say so. Weaver thinks I got it. Where I can sit down and talk to someone about this. And it falls exactly like I told them about it. It's not like I'm a well-to-do, a powerful person, but I explained to Mr. Cosby's main advisor, he'd be convicted within 4 days of the birth of Adolf Hitler in April 2018. His trial would start within 4 days of the assassination of Martin Luther King. And between those dates, he'd be attacked by a Me Too woman on his way to the court. I told him this October 12, 2017. Remember the woman with the titties showing, with the markings on her body? Well, do you realize that fool has never called me? Now, how do I call three things in advance? Oh, okay. So the nearest is at La Porta. Okay. And it's very, very sad, because I see people being destroyed. And I had warned Cosby, says, you know, they killed your other cousin, our cousin. They killed Arthur Ashe. Arthur Ashe didn't really understand white supremacy. And they gave him that aid, and they killed him. I said, Cosby, you next. If you don't change how you're fighting, they will get you. But, you know, Cosby thinks he made it. He's beginning to learn, but okay. Hasta la vista. Okay, all right. So until this changes, until some of our folks acknowledge what you're saying, that they're up against this Leviathan of hate and apartheid and genocide, and it will require that people give. Almost like a religious faith with principles. The very thing that you say, Dr. Fuller, that's what I say to Patrick. Black folks must have their own laws and principles that we conform to, and we punish people if they break them. This is the other thing about white people blacks don't get. I grew up with white folks. If they said, don't speak to niggas, even the most respected white person, if they broke the code, they were out. I had neighbors who decided not to hate our guts, and everybody white turned on them. They hated them. They turned on them. I mean, it's completely. And you understand what I'm saying. They completely turned against them, and they even went after the children of the people who broke the code. They went after the kids, and even after they changed the code, once they realized they couldn't run us out of the neighborhood, they stubbornly acknowledged that they couldn't run us out, but they never forgave the white people who broke ranks. The nigger lovers, that's the word nobody liked to talk about, nigger lover. You nigger lover, I've seen it. They'll beat a white kid worse than a black. worse.
For the love of a nigga.
And I heard someone say, yeah, not only that, what you're doing is going to give everything to them. That's a quote. You'll lose everything. I had a white father tell his son, we will have nothing if you keep doing what you're doing. He equated this boy just talking to me as a white loss of control. Any courtesy to the black can be turned upside down. White folk will be on the out. Black folk have to be kept down. Black folk have to be hated. And that's just the way it is. And that man was beating his son for speaking to me with an eye shot of his father's house. That boy became a racist after the father beat him. And I don't mean he just beat him. I heard him throwing the boy off the wall. And he did that boy was going to hate the way his father said hate. When his father said hate. He didn't raise Nicolo. He must have been a stand for it. You don't have an opinion. And I've seen that. I grew up with the white friends. They're nice. And all of a sudden, the parents start saying to them, I told you, get away from me. And yes, they're nice, but when they grow up, they'll be bad. You know, black people are a lot like raccoons. Raccoons are really nice and cute when they're small. But when they get big, they become dangerous, they're untamable, they're untrainable, they have rabies, they'll destroy. That's black folks are like that. So, get it out of your system. Yes, nice. There was a black person was nice until they get to a certain age. When they get old enough, they're going to want to screw your mom and their sister, your stuff. So, do you want your mom to get raped by the kids you play with? Do you want your sister to get raped by no, daddy? Okay. You got to protect them now before it happens. And what I hate is I know.
Okay, you've been listening to an interview, or really a discussion, with Neely Fuller Jr. and Dr. Randy Short on the TPIM show, I think it is. That's courtesy of them. This is Point West here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And I said I would give a little space here as we wrap up this first hour. If you had any phone calls about that. Now, I cannot speak for them. I can only give my opinion on that. But as you can see, the things that they spoke back in 2019 are still relevant today, and that's what they do. Like I said, I will take your phone calls in the remaining moments that we have here, and we'll see. Neely Fuller Jr. and Dr. Randy Short. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and we'll go from there. Phone lines are now open. Yeah, what do you think about that? You know, do you think that some of these things that they discussed are relevant? Are you looking for results, or are you just talking to be talking? Are we hearing each other? Neely Fuller indicated that we are toxic people. You know, why are we toxic people? Do you agree with that statement? Maybe you don't. Maybe you think that everything is okay. Maybe you're okay with that black guy getting shot down there in Georgia. You know, this is the same things are still going on. What are we as a people going to do about that? What are we going to do about that? These questions need to be answered. Are we going to have marches and parades? Or not parades, but marches. They don't care if you have a march or sit-ins. They don't care about that kind of stuff because we have no power. We have no army, no nothing to back that up. And they know that. Dr. Short is going to be speaking in the second hour about the state of the black union or the black nation. And it's something that you may want to consider as you listen to it. And then we can try to have a discussion about that in the remaining moments of that. I think his tape is about 35, 40 minutes long, but he brings up some points, which is why I ask you to make sure you get your pen and pencil together. This has been Talktainment Radio Point West. Stay tuned for the second hour here on TalktainmentRadio.com. Hey.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.